All right, here we are back on the Audible Friday. Joe, we're back in the studio.
I just saw you.
It's a regular Friday back in the studio. I just saw you late last night.
Jeez.
Fortunately, I didn't see you later last night because I think you stayed out and had a little celebration after the game.
You were smart.
I held out. You've gotten smart. I got out of town, man.
Yeah, just leave. Don't give in to peer pressure without saying any names.
You were up in that upper area of the stadium. I was in the bowels of the stadium.
Yeah.
And as soon as they told me, hey, you're clear, boom, I was out and in my car and down the road, man.
I did feel like having a couple of cold ones. Yep. I did. I just got that little itch.
Well, Joe, we're saying, great to have you on the Audible. If you're watching us, we're watching this on Facebook Live. You can send your questions via Facebook Live. You can also see us on Periscope. If you're watching, send your questions on the message bar, and we'll have you here. It's nice to be back on Facebook here live with all these guys and get a nice group of people watching. We've had a lot of people watching, so it's good to have them, and interacting with them with the questions is always a good aspect of the show. But we were saying before we went in there, Joe, man, it's nice to be able to talk about football. We spent the last months, making shit up here and talking because there was nothing going on during the offseason. Now we can at least talk about some damn football
and
get things going, right?
It is fun. And you know the fan base. They're in on everything as far as knowledge of what the team needs, what it looks like, and everything else. So it really makes it fun as we watch this process kind of come together, get a feel for what the team looks like, what it needs, where it's strong, and everything else.
Last night was fun. It was a first preseason game. But Joe, it had a different feel to it. I think the enthusiasm that the fans in the stands had for being back to football.
Yes, I agree.
I think the enthusiasm that they have looking at this team and what they could be going forward this year certainly fueled it. But they were into the game, man. It wasn't like, I've been to a lot of those first preseason games at home where it's kind of a snooze fest and no one really cares and everyone's giving their tickets to people. Their neighbors, hey, why don't you go to the game?
Right.
I've never been there before.
Yeah,
that would be great.
I'll go, right.
But it wasn't like that last night. And I thought there were certainly a lot of really, really good things I think you can take away from that football game. But we can't get started without talking about, the one downer. You had the injury to Ryan Tannehill a little over a week ago. And then in his first play out there, Raekwon McMillan goes down with a knee, and I don't know for sure, but reports out there saying it's an ACL and he's done for the season. Doesn't look good. So now they got to figure out what to do at the linebacker spot. And it was really just a bizarre, tripped over a guy, fell the wrong way. And at some point I'm going to talk to him because, Joe, that's the exact same thing that happened to me. My first preseason game with the Dolphins, 19th player picked into draft. First home preseason game in the Orange Bowl. I'm on a kickoff team, run down for the opening kickoff of the game, blow my knee out, done for the season. So I know what he's thinking about. I know what he's going through right now.
He kind of bumped in, he got shoved in.
He's lucky because he hit 44 right in the knee. Watch this. Watch him hit 44 right in the knee. It's a good thing. It's lucky he didn't,
he didn't
blow his knee out too, But look, you got a lot of guys out there running, a lot of big guys running around.
That's right.
And this is normal. I've heard some people, why was he doing out there? He's out there because he's a young kid and because he hasn't made the club. He's starting linebacker, but you got to go out and earn your stripes and you got to show what you can do. And so I have no problem with him being out there on a special teams play.
Well, I'll just say one better than that. There's a reason. Linebackers, to me, Bo, have always been the core of your special teams. They're a little bigger. They're a little faster. They can block. They can tackle. They're a little smaller than the big guys, but yet fast enough to go make tackles. They're really important to special teams.
Every special teams coach in this league would like to have every linebacker on their roster on the special teams.
That's right.
And
a bunch of guys, whether they're 220 pounds to 250 pound guys that can run and hit and block and tackle and all that stuff. So and I know, it's a second guest special and I heard it all morning on the radio. People were frustrated and why do we get ourselves in this situation at linebacker? Listen, you can't go out and pay, and Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald had an article, but Bo, here's the problem. As you look at it, and I understand today it's second guest day when guys get injured, and we've now got three starters that have been hurt because Larson's down two right now. But Bo, you can't go out and pay all these free agents all this money. They've already committed a lot of money to two guys in Timmons and Koemisi. Koemisi and Alonzo.
And Alonzo, yeah.
So you've done that, and they were looking to get a young draft pick to come in and start. So this make-believe world of getting this guy and paying him $5 million and that guy $6 million, well, the guys don't want to come in unless they know they're going to start. And they penciled in they were going to get one of these young guys to come in and play right away.
Yeah, and Joe, you can't. I don't care what you say. You can't put guys on the shelf. You got to get out there and play. You got to get there and get in the game. You got to get in the flow. You got to understand what's going on.
How come I don't remember any of that stuff before? No, of course, money wasn't the same way.
Man, there wasn't assholes on the talk shows. You know? Yeah, right. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you sometimes. Because sometimes you do fit into that category, just so you know.
I do have a little.
But back then, there wasn't that.
I don't know if you can say asshole, but I do have a little ass clown in me from time to time, you know?
All right, so let's talk about some of the good stuff. We've got Raekwon McMillan. It looks like now Mike Cole, Neville Hewitt are the first two guys up to see what they can do, whether they've got to move Kiko back to the middle or Lawrence back to the middle.
That's right.
And put one of those guys out there. They've got to figure something out. And who knows, maybe they look and see who's out there and try to bring somebody in. But they're going through. Don't think that they're not going through every scenario out there that you guys are trying to go through, every scenario. They're not, oh, we didn't think about that. They're thinking about everything with this position right now.
They're looking at other teams right now that's saying, well, they can't keep all those linebackers, and we really like some of those guys. So they're keeping an eye on certain teams. Yep. They're looking at some of the old guys, see if there's any tread left on any tires on the guys that haven't been signed and how much it'll cost to sign them and if they still want to play football. They're looking at every scenario possible, Bo.
The other thing, Joe, in this situation, you know, we talked a lot about how there's only one cut down now. You know, it used to be where you could get somebody get cut in that first
that first,
bring them in, see if they're a guy, and then get rid of them later on if they're not the guy. Now, you know, if they're going to look for someone coming off the heap that got released from somewhere, they got to wait till the last preseason game's over and then try to drag a guy in. So,
You like it is now, the one cut after four games?
I do. And I'll tell you why, Joe. I like it for the free agent, especially free agent players that are on the line of scrimmage, offensive and defensive line, because it gives them at least four games because they get no full speed in practice.
Yeah.
They get no, you know, they never get to show their, because that's a,
look. You think especially good for the big guys.
You can look outside. You can look at the skill guys in shorts and t-shirts and know what they can do.
Right.
You can look at quarterbacks, how they throw. You're going to run. But, you know, how are you going to judge offensive and defensive linemen who have to play physical and that's their game? How do you judge them when you're not physical at practice?
Yeah.
And so I think to give these guys, those guys, four games and teams four games to find like a guy like Gotchaw. I mean, you use a guy you drafted in the, fifth round.
Yeah.
You're going, maybe the guy will make it. And all of a sudden he's pushing for, a starting job. So.
By the way, he looked pretty good.
Well, I
know we got a lot of guys we're going to get into. I thought Gotchaw looked really good.
Well, he was, going into the game, that word had gotten out because he's athletic. He's got good lateral movement. He penetrates.
That
engine creates problems.
It doesn't slow down,
man. It doesn't stop at all.
He goes.
But I tell you, the guy that jumped out to me immediately was William Hayes. First play, they ran a sweep away from him, and he came from behind.
All out.
Ran him down, all out. And then virtually every play that came his way, he was in it because either he was setting the corner and forcing the play back in, or he was making the play himself. And I was just very, there he's right. I was just very, very impressed with him, because he's a guy we really haven't talked about that much.
Yeah.
You know, as the new guys that they signed.
Right.
You know, talk about Timmons and talk about re-signing the guys we had. Well, he's one of the guys that signed that I think is going to be a major, major
look at that
part.
Effort, man.
Major part of making this defense better than it
look
was. So he was
effort.
The first guy that jumped out to me. And then you look at the Gotchaws, and you look at Vincent Taylor and those guys that played. What about Jakeem Grant? I didn't know he had those verticals. I didn't know he had hops to go up and get the ball like that.
You know what? He looks a lot more at home playing on the outside.
Does. Absolutely
instead
does.
Instead inside, playing outside where we're used to seeing the big targets on the outside. He looks at home playing outside when he goes 3 and 4 wide.
Yep. So all those guys look good. I thought Xavier Howard did some good things out there, at least running around. And so, for the disappointment of an injury in the game, I thought there were a lot of good things that you could build on with this team.
Last night was a night for young guys for me to shine. And we had some rookie free agents. We had two wide receivers in a position that is absolutely loaded right now. And, Bo,
let me ask you a question.
A 99-yard touchdown.
Before the game, how much did you know about DeMaurier Springfield?
I put him down at the bottom and barely put any notes on him.
Francis Owusu?
Same deal.
Same deal.
Plus, when you're a Stanford guy, I don't give you a lot of time.
Yeah, you don't get much credit there.
But how about those two? And by the way, those are big body guys.
Yeah. Well, and look, you know, Nice catch, great move by Stringfellow. And I'll tell you what, when my man stroke, it looked like he was going to get, the guy had an angle on him, and boy, he just pulled away from him. So you saw his speed. Owusu, you saw him go down for that ball in the end zone and battle for it to make the touchdown, get the touchdown there. And you go, wow, who are these two guys? And all of a sudden, they're, you know, I guarantee you, their stock went up, and those coaches' eyeballs are going to be on them a lot more than they were prior to last night.
You only keep a certain amount of guys. The rest of the NFL is watching them, but you're looking for big plays if you're a wide receiver and to get noticed.
Yep.
What they did last night, those two guys, adjustment with their body to make the catches, keep their feet in bounds at the end of the game to run the clock out. That's a big time, like number one catch. The ball's thrown to the outside. You put your body out, catch it, drag your feet, keep them in. Ball game. Clock runs out. You win.
I talked to both of those guys after the game, Joe, on the TV, on the post game show, and both of them said the same thing to me. Man, it's so competitive in that wide receiver room. And you got guys in there like Kenny Stills and Jarvis that help them, that teach them. And they said they're just soaking everything up. And maybe that's why they jump out, because these guys they've been in that room where it's been competitive. I asked Owusu, I go, how competitive is it? He goes, oh, man, it's real competitive in there. Everything you do is competitive in that room, with Sean Jefferson, you know, stirring the pot up in there and stuff.
That's right.
And so,
boy, is he a hell of a
coach. So you're really bringing out the best in these guys and seeing the best they have to offer.
This is by far, you know, we used to have, you know, you make all these different, come up with these topics. What's the deepest position on the team? I think it's pretty clear cut.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think any question.
I like some other positions. I think the running back position. I love the way Damian ran last night and Kenyon ran and that whole group. But that wide receiver group, considering the big three, didn't play last night, not much.
You talk about an excess of riches in there, man. There's
a lot of
nuggets in there, man.
Stringfellow's 6'2". Francis.
Drew Morgan.
Owusu is 6'3", 220.
Morgan's a guy that you look at, right?
And, you know, everybody was in this Drew Morgan love affair, and a couple guys went, fast.
Yeah.
We're in here. We're going to make some big plays, and we'll be in that stat sheet, NFL. Take a look at us.
The thing about Owusu, you know, he had that Pac-12, Pac-10, whatever it is now, but, you know, they're in the quarter system, so he wasn't able to be here for OTAs, all those mini all that kind of stuff. And so he's playing catch-up and got it pretty good yesterday.
They're going to play a lot of football, too, Bo. You're talking about the new system with four games. Look at the adjustment with the body in the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Hey, and to props to the quarterbacks. Nobody's talking about Doughty or Fails today. But at least getting the ball to give your guy a chance. Those balls are, you know, it's a great adjustment by the receivers, but they're throwing the ball where the receivers have a chance to get it in pretty tight coverage.
Yep, the pass to Carew makes the adjustment. You know, those guys.
Oh, that was nice, too.
Fails on the nice pass that leads to the Stringfellow touchdown was on target there. The problem they had was decision. They made a couple bad decisions. Where you just can't float the ball up there.
Not Natalie.
So Natalie, you can't float.
You can throw it up.
You can do that when you're playing Long Beach State or New Mexico State.
That's right.
You can make that pass. You're playing against the Atlanta Falcons. You ain't getting by.
We saw two athletic plays by guys trying to throw it up high and put a little extra air and float it over the top. And a couple guys went up and got it.
Yep.
Wrong team.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff to get to. Let's get to some of the questions out here and see what they've got to say. Matthew Levine. Or Levine, I'm not sure which one. When will the Finns admit Tanny is having surgery? I don't think they know yet. I don't think Ryan knows yet.
I think they do.
Well, I think they do, too. I think they do, too, but I think this.
I think they know.
I think the question is,
they're letting go on
his own.
I think
they need to wait Ryan to figure when. And look,
well,
if you're going to have
surgery. He needs to go get that thing
done.
Look,
if you're going to have surgery, it's already been a. You know, the week that you haven't had surgery means a week later that you're going
to
come back
now you're
next year. Cut that window down. If you're going to do it and get it done with and get yourself rehab.
And then come back.
And ready to go.
Come back and be with the team.
Be back with them all you want.
Get that thing.
Hey, look, they go in for that surgery now. They're up on their feet that same afternoon after they cut them.
What was that thing you were trying to feed me to start with?
What's that?
On Tannehill. Looked like you were kind of going against
I was saying they don't know. I know he knows. I know he knows. I know they know, but I don't know we're supposed to say that we know they know.
Hey.
Or wait, let me put it this way. I don't think you know that they know that you're not supposed to know that. I'm going to wipe that off my plate.
Hey,
but I'm going to wipe it right here off my plate like it's raining now.
Hey, Bo, you know what's funny? You and I are watching practice. We're looking at each other the other day. I want to share this with everybody. And we see Ryan down there, Tannehill. and he's helping the receivers, and he's talking to quarterbacks. He's being a great teammate. And Bo and I go, Ryan, it's great you're down there. Go get that thing fixed. Go get that thing fixed. Just, you can go to any doctor you want in the country. You don't want to use the local doctors. Get that thing fixed, please.
Come back as soon as possible.
Yeah. So, week counts.
When will the Finns admit Tanner's having surgery? You know when they'll admit it? After he has the surgery. Then they'll know it. Periscope, Baco Bandit, who's the oldest between you two? I'm very appreciative of Baco Bandit that question even exists. What am I, 4 years older than you?
No, we're close. I just turned 6-0.
Well, I'm about to turn 63 in September. So we're 3 years difference. Yeah. That's right, because you were a freshman when I was my last
That's
year
right.
at San Jose
That's
State.
Right.
Damn, I keep hearing this. I'm like
your first show back.
I'm like you with technical stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Man,
I touch
I'm bad,
it
Bo.
And I screw it up.
Oh, I'm bad.
Usually it's Leon that screws things up, but when I start touching this thing, it's me that screws them up. Facebook, Ryan Metzler, trade targets. We have plenty of wide receivers. Trade for who? Well, that's a question. You know, Joe and I, we were just talking about that before. He said, you talk about the wealth of riches that you have in that wide receiver room, especially if these guys continue to flash and you're looking to fill that wide or that linebacker role. Who knows? One of these guys, maybe a Carew, you know, a guy that was a second-round draft pick out there. Maybe there's value for him that if these guys continue to progress, you say, maybe we can – move this guy
That's
out
right.
or something. I'm just, you know, it's just throwing names out there. But I think that, like, as I said when we came on the show, they're doing their due diligence right now. Mike Tannenbaum, Chris Greer, I bet they spent a good part of this morning and throughout the rest of this day looking at who's out there, speculating on who may be available
right.
out there when
right.
cuts come
in
along
a couple
and this
weeks,
and that,
right. yeah.
who's retired out there that maybe has a year
True.
Left in them. They're looking at every single scenario out there to find out what they do. And then they've got to see if it's a trade, do we have what they need or what they want to get them over here? But that'll all play itself out. But right now it's going to be Mike Hall and it's going to be Neville Hewitt to step in there and fill the void.
Great,
great
opportunity
for those,
for them,
those guys.
Whether they're inside or outside to play with the starters and everything else. But yeah, Bo, I've seen this before in the NFL where teams call each other and go, look, we know you can't keep all those guys at that position, and we know you can't keep all the guys at that position. We need help. You need help. Let's switch it. We're going to cut them. You probably won't get them if we cut, you know. So that
Let's
whole thing takes place. Let's make a deal.
Freddie Case Jr., how will the Dolphins fare without Raekwon? Well, that's we're just kind of talking about that now. Look, I like Mike Hall. He's a gritty guy. I like Neville Hewitt. I think he got a lot better with the playing time he had last year and really understand what he's doing. I think Neville's maybe a step up above Mike Hall. I don't know that Mike Hall can be a great special teams guy, great guy to have, and a great backup line. I don't know that he can be your starter for a year, Joe.
Yeah, I think they like him as a backup because he's so smart.
Yep.
He's very dependable. He's very good on special teams. You can put him in there, but you ask him to play 16 games. Yep. I don't know physically if he can do it.
So you asked the question, how will the Dolphins defense fare without Raekwon? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Raekwon out of the equation and look at the guys that we had left in there last night. Talk about the two young defensive tackles are pushing Jordan Phillips,
right.
and Jordan Phillips
right.
better get his butt going or else he's not going to be long for this football team, not with those two guys playing like that. I think they've both already earned themselves a spot in that rotation in that tackle position or pretty damn close.
How about
close
their effort? Their effort last night, those Gotchow and Taylor, the effort just coming off, even if they got blocked, they got up and they just kept going. They just didn't stop. Yep. It was fun to watch. And you notice it from the booth.
So you look at them. You look at Sue, you look at Cam Wake, you look at William Hayes, you put Charles Harris in there.
Right.
As a pass rusher.
That's right.
I think this defense, and then plus the depth now that you've got in the secondary, both at corner and safety. Joe, I think right now, I think this defense is, I don't want to say it's not going to skip a beat without Raekwon McMillan there because you'd love to have this kid in
right.
here. He was going to be a big-time player and probably will be starting next year when he comes back. But he's not there, so you go. But I still feel very, very confident that this defense is going to be much better and more sound than they were last year.
Yeah. Well, listen, I agree. They've been in this system. I tell you, another guy made a couple nice plays, Trevor Riley.
Yeah,
made
a
couple of nice one-on-one tackles, getting off blocks and putting guys straight up. And hey, those guys understood they saw Raekwon McMillan go down, and the rest of those guys, yeah. you don't think they went, man, this is my opportunity.
Yep, that's it, yeah.
That's the way you treat it. You don't go, man, we're like, hey, he's down. You're like, hell, I got to show these guys I can play.
So I've told the stories before about training camp and rookies and training camp. And I don't know about you when you came in, but I remember the guys I came in, they had rosters in their rooms, in their dorm rooms. And they would look at that roster every day. Oh, this guy had a bad day. I got a chance to step over him.
Yeah.
This guy, because you're looking for a roster spot. And as much as you hate to see a guy, your second round draft pick go down with a knee injury, those other linebackers are going, hey, there's a spot open.
Right.
It may not be the starting spot, but it's going to be that second or third team. It may be that, you know, that last guy in the linebacker room that gets in there. And I'm going to try to stake my claim for it.
Was it Tillman, who was a tight end, that broke his
Andre
femur?
Andre Tillman, yeah.
No, was that who it was for the
Minnesota?
Dolphins?
He broke his femur.
Broke his femur. So sound like
a tree broke in half in the middle of the Metrodome.
I got here as a rookie, and I saw this guy jogging, but he was limping around. And one of the veterans, and veterans can be.
Oh, that was a year after he broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next year he's back trying to come back and healthy. He's a hell of a player.
Oh, yes.
So they're going, Joe, if he stays injured, you got a shot. But if he comes back.
Yeah.
No, he
was
gone.
He was a starter the year before.
You're going back to California.
Yeah.
So, I mean, injury allows guys to get an opportunity, and then you're in.
Yep. And once you're in, it's up to you to do what you can do there. So, yeah, it's going to be – but I feel good about this defense. I would have felt better with McMillan in there. But I feel very good, especially after watching last night and just seeing the way they the technique, the thing. And like I keep going back to Hayes. Guy sets a corner hard. Guy's running people down.
He was
– and, man, we haven't seen that around here for a long time. And look – as you see, if you're a guy that sees one guy doing that successfully and you're at the other end, yeah, I got to try to do some of that myself. And so
it kind of
bleeds over to everybody. Here's one for you, Joe. Periscope, Soundman 1024, must be a friend of somebody's. How's the battle at long snapper going?
Wow. I didn't think we'd get that.
We got it.
How about that? I'm going to go.
I'm going to go
Denny. I trust Denny.
Well, they said we had a guy from San Jose State last year kind of came and tried to unseat him, and that didn't work out. So we got now the long. So we got John Denny, and who's our other long snapper there? Oh, I don't even see him on the Dolphin specialist. That's not good news.
I don't know if there is.
Is there
another guy?
Yeah.
Oh, there is another guy.
Winston
you're
Chapman,
right.
50. What was it? I was looking at him yesterday going, hey,
you know, you've already spent more than a minute on a long snapper with everything
I'm answering
going
the
on
question.
Your team.
Joe, these are our peeps. You got to answer a question. The guy came on here.
I'd like to see Mr. Denny has done nothing wrong except get a year older. That guy.
No, the only thing that's going to make him lose his job is money.
Getting older.
You're going to minimum his way out of the league. And meanwhile, he'll walk away having made about $20 million.
Oh, no, he can make a lot and he can be around. But you know what? Do you ever worry on a kick of any kind where the snap is?
When was the last time
he dribbled one or airmailed one?
Not only do I not worry about it, I'm usually looking for him to make a tackle down at the other end of the field
too.
Or get in on the play.
Stays in great shape.
Yep. Periscope, I got game New Jersey. Hey, Bo, no sprinklers today. You didn't see a little sprinkler incident last week.
We laughed our ass off.
There we go.
There it is.
Look at Bob. Bob's like, what?
That was one of the funniest. My guys were crying, and I go, "What are you guys laughing about?"
And Logan getting in.
Look at Logan
right over.
You didn't miss a beat. Did you keep the show going the whole time?
Yeah, Logan did. Logan didn't want to lose the surface pad. Logan said, "Let's get that computer. The hell with those guys.
That thing's expensive.
Get that computer out of the way.
Look at him getting that thing out of there.
You know what you don't notice? Where was Leon when all this was going on?
Oh, he wasn't getting wet.
Oh, no. Leon wasn't going to get over there and get a sprinkler on it.
Bo, everybody, I got to tell you, they just laughed their ass off about that. Look at that reaction.
Look at Bob's face.
Look at that reaction.
Bob's about to get it, and he ain't even moving now.
Oh, he's so busy laughing at you. No, Grease enjoyed the hell out of that
So I had to go back in. So I go back in right here.
Did you guys keep the show going the whole time?
The sprinkler still goes. So I step my foot down on the sprinkler and to shut the sprinkler off. So I'm just standing on top of the sprinkler, still standing there doing the show. Look, we kept going.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't miss anything. That is hilarious, Bo. Everybody got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
My guys in the morning laughed their ass off.
Play that again one time.
That reaction was.
Play that again one time, just quick. I don't need to see the whole thing. Just play the beginning of that. Oh, no, okay. I thought I was wearing the same shirt I'm wearing right now.
No, it's different. It's lighter. You're okay. You're good.
Yeah, no sprinklers today. We're inside. But we'll be back out on Monday, back out on the field. Who knows what the hell's going to happen?
Oh, man. You can't count on those
sprinklers. It's great in the field, but you got a lot of good guys out there last week out on the field.
Oh, how great was that? You're talking about a guy and he walks up behind you. It's cool as hell.
Bruce Babb from Facebook. Is Cutler playing next week? I don't know if he'll play next week, Joe. They may get a series in for him, but I think they would target him for probably week three to get a little more. I don't know.
You don't think he plays a little bit?
I think he may play a little bit. I think he may.
I think he does. By the way, the arm's not the problem.
He throws the ball, buddy.
The arm. Somebody tried to bring up the surgery he had. Yeah. I said, you don't have.
Let me tell you, don't worry about the other thing, Joe, watching him out there yesterday is. You know, he said, well, you know, you don't have to be in great condition to be a quarterback. My man looks like he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
I was expecting to be a little doughboy, post-retirement, beginning of TV. You know, the thing with him, the best thing for him, he hadn't been doing TV long enough where he hasn't been in those meal lines and stuff. In all the media, in the media dining halls and stuff like that.
He hadn't gained that 5 to 10 pounds on media guaranteed.
That's exactly
But he looked good, man. I mean, he does physically. Yep. He was out.
Yep.
Loves it here. Yep. Pumped up. He and Matt Moore really built up a nice relationship quickly. Yep. We were watching him and talking to him yesterday before the game.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Periscope, why do the Finns want to risk any more injuries to their good players? Okay. Let's say this then. That's from Carsarch. Let's just not play anybody then.
You can't do
it. What are you going to do? You're not going to play anybody? And then what happens when you go out in the first game and you lose three guys to injury? Then you shouldn't have played them. You should have waited till the second game. Guys are going to get hurt in this league. It just happens, man.
You got to play a little. You got to play some. Listen, they've already cut starters' playing time in preseason back a lot from when we
played. You had one offensive lineman, one starting offensive lineman, play yesterday. Bushrod, the only guy that played.
Right.
You know the other guys didn't even dress out. Half of those guys didn't. Didn't dress out and play. So,
well, that was the theme of today, though, right there. That was the theme, you know, second guess, whatever. Yeah. Like, why are those guys playing? Why would you play? Why are you doing that?
So, you've got a rookie in Raekwon McMillan. What you're telling me, he shouldn't have played in the game? How the hell is he going to know how to play if he gets when the regular season starts, if you don't get out there and play?
Well, then it was like he should just be on defense and not play specialty. But linebackers.
Bob Brzezinski, my roommate, played for 12 years in the NFL. One of the great linebackers, great All-American out of Ohio Hardy. State, played special teams his entire career, you know? And, you know, it's just it's the way it is, man. Facebook, Jordan Amy Romero, how did Howard look? I think Xavier Howard looked good. I think Xavier Howard looked good in practice. In the scrimmage last week, he jumped around on Jarvis, made the interception, would have been a pick six. I think he's doing pretty well.
I thought last night they didn't show a lot. They went basic stuff. And one time we saw there, it looked like a miscommunication between Kiko and Xavier on a play. They're looking at each other and outside. But stuff like that and the bootlegs and the play action and guys got fooled, that's just from not playing.
That'll come from time. All I know
saw
is
with Atlanta.
I talked to coaches that have been out there watching him, and they're very, very happy with the way Xavier's playing.
On Xavier.
So, no doubt. Periscope, King Edlin. King Edlin back. Hey, Bo and Joe, what would you like to see from Cutler? You know, I'd like to see that strong arm from Cutler. I mean, I think that's going to come in handy. But I'd like to see him and this football team and Adam Gase rely more on the running game. Let the running game be the base of this offense. Try to keep Jay out of situations where he feels like he's got to force the ball in there. Because that's been his shortcoming throughout his career. You know, he's got that strong arm. You got that strong arm. You feel like you can stick it in everywhere. And if you do that and if you're not right on target, it's going to cost you some turnovers. I'd like to see that cut down maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm happy with the guy being, you know,
Bo,
with everything else.
His first day out here, and I've been talking about this after a four-month layoff. Yeah. We were all wondering what he's going to look like. Wow.
Yeah.
4 months off and dropping passes in nicely like he knew all these guys. And last night in warm-ups, those guys went pretty hard for him so they could get a little time, get a little work, knowing they weren't going to play last night. So some of those number ones went pretty hard in warm-ups to get some timing. You see this one with Kenny Steeles running full speed in the end zone.
Joe, I know this. I've known Adam Gase now for about a year and a half. And if Adam Gase likes him, I like him.
Yeah.
You know, you can say whatever you want. You can bring back all the, he was a malcontent, didn't care about playing, not sure he wanted to play anymore, blah, blah. You can say all that you want. If that guy vouches for him, I got no reason not to stand by him. Not for everything I've seen and heard him talk about and see come to fruition.
Well, you know, we've heard all the stories and we've seen stuff and the Chicago experience, but he's been great here. He opens up and talks to guys and spent 10, 15 minutes talking to him last night before the game.
Argentina, Alex. Hey, Bo, should the Dolphins trade a wide receiver for a linebacker? We just talked about that. There's an abundance of wide receivers in the room, especially after Stringfellow and Owosu and those guys showed up last night. And then you throw Jakeem in the mix out there.
Right.
And there's a lot of good players in there. And, look, the more these guys make plays in the games, the more value there is. And just looking at a roster, I'm not trying to be Joe General Manager, but when you look at a roster and you say, hey, look, if we need to trade for somebody, what's our deepest position? And right now, I don't think there's any question that wide receiver is by far the deepest position they've got. Yeah. So if there was going to be a trade made, I would assume the Dolphins would try to get something out of that wide receiver room and turn him into a linebacker.
Hey, those two guys that made those plays, they're going to play a lot of football the next 3 weeks, too.
Yeah,
they're going to play a lot more for everybody worried about starters playing. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Those rookie free agent wide receivers, all of them, they're going to play a lot of football the next 3 weeks.
Joey Bagadonis, what should we be looking for against the Ravens next week? I think look for a little more of the same. Obviously, I think you're going to see some of the starters play a little bit more. I don't think we're going to see – I would be shocked if we saw Jay Ajayi out there next week.
Right.
But I think you're going to see more of those offensive linemen.
Tunsil and James, I think, are starting tackles who had the night off. I think they'll be back and playing.
Yep.
Hey, potentially last night with that line, at times looked good. At times the run blocking was pretty good with some of these guys that we didn't know a lot about. But you get, in a perfect world, you get Pouncey back at center and you get your two tackles back.
And you're feeling pretty good.
Feel a lot better.
And we'll see more Kenyon Drake. I was happy with what I saw of Kenyon Drake. And Damian Williams again, you know. Put him in. He makes you wonder.
He tries
to
hurt people too.
Yeah, he does.
He's running hard.
Yep. So that's what we got, Joe. That's gonna do it for the show today.
That's
man.
It.
Yeah. You had a long night last night. Yeah. You need to get back. I know you had to.
Well,
get
I know morning. One thing. I hope the wife doesn't want to go out tonight.
I was gonna give her a call and say, hey, why don't you meet me out for dinner? Let's go up to Boca or somewhere. Palm Beach.
Why don't you mention that to her tomorrow night? I tiptoed through the house today because I knew she heard me come in late, and it was like, where have you been? The game was over. And all I could think of is like waiting for her to go, well, we're still going out for dinner Friday night, aren't we?
What time was it?
I don't know what time it was. I didn't get a lot of sleep.
I know what time it is. It's time to get out of here right now. You guys have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. We'll be back out in the field. Who knows what we'll get on the show. Leon will make sure the sprinklers aren't going up my ass again for a second time out there. I hope. Maybe not. Maybe. Who knows? That's going to do it for
great now. Great video, though.
We'll see you next
week. That was
great-ass
video.